I just want to start off by asking, how would you describe the success in this roughly 50 days or so since you issued your executive order aimed at addressing the fentanyl crisis, specifically in downtown Bellingham? I know it's still early to judge, but what are your thoughts so far?
It is very early. We're about 50 days in, so just over a month and a half. And we're getting feedback, both qualitative about what it feels like for members of the community and business owners. And we're also looking at some early quantitative data to support the city's actions and if we're accomplishing the intention of the executive order. And really, the executive order was about layering in some stabilization actions to create a safer downtown for all. And I would say both that leading data and the qualitative feedback that we're getting show that we are making some positive changes. And so I would say our early indications are encouraging.
Right. So, yeah, I do want to dive into some of that quantitative data in just a little bit here. But what specific areas have you seen this improvement?
Downtown looks and feels more vibrant. When you navigate through the downtown right now, I see more members of the community shopping and being present. Our alleyways in particular look noticeably cleaner and brighter. And we hope that that we're just building on that foundation there. And from my conversations with individuals that both live downtown and work downtown, things feel different as that they navigate to and from the places where they live and work. So I would say that's primarily what we're seeing right now in the downtown.
So in these talks you've had with people around downtown, what feedback have you gotten from business owners, even law enforcement and first responders that are responsible for a lot of this?
Well, feedback that I've received from downtown business owners are almost overwhelmingly positive. I've received emails from multiple business owners expressing gratitude for seeing an increased presence for first responders downtown. And I've had, business owners come up to me and say in person that they've been able to modify some of their contracts for private security that they were paying out of pocket themselves to create a safe experience for their customers. And they're leaning less on those private options since the executive order. And really, that's real and direct savings for those businesses. But it was really encouraging. One of those business owners was saying that they're going to take those cost savings and parlay it into innovative ways to fill some vacant retail storefronts that they have downtown. And so that could look like reduced rents for startup businesses. It could look like hosting an incubator space. And so that kind of feedback is really encouraging to me. That's directly the kind of impact that we want to have to create that virtuous cycle upward downtown. Another example I've heard is from the Spark Museum that's going to be launching a campaign here to fundraise for a world-class children's science museum. And there was a moment in time where they weren't sure if they wanted to make that kind of investment in downtown. And they're feeling more confident and they're going to proceed with this new experience that will be amazing for children in Whatcom County, Skagit County. And so when I hear stories like that from business owners, that is the kind of impact that we were hoping to have, and we're looking to build on those. When I talked with first responders downtown, I think that they feel like they are making a difference right now. And in particular, our community paramedics, which have been relocated to that community safety office, feel much more connected, and that their presence in that space is enabling them to support people more quickly for an overdose response call, and also just to be able to navigate and walk downtown and check in on people, offer all kinds of assistance, whether it's wound care or offers of support for housing or other needs. And so I think they're feeling like they're playing an important role and have a job to do right now in a way that they didn't, they felt more disconnected. So I think all of that together is a positive development.
Yeah. So when you're talking about those business owners and them being able to put that money into other stuff, going towards downtown, what conversations have you had about the economic effects of this cleaner downtown? Is this something that you could see as it being more attractive for people to get, you know, even commercial real estate or that sort of thing downtown? And is that more of a long-term thing in your eyes?
Oh, I think we are really, so when we launched the executive order, we really acknowledged that this was a set of kind of emergency stabilization actions connected to the fentanyl crisis. And it was the beginning of actually a set of actions that will be part of a comprehensive plan with that is focused on downtown. And so the city is meeting in a large cross-departmental team every other week right now to do that kind of planning about what comes next. And conversations about economic development and attracting businesses into the commercial core are a big part of that conversation. And we see, I would say that Fjällräven, the new retailer coming into the commercial streets storefront, is a positive development, and we're looking to build from there.
So have there been any challenges so far in fulfilling the objectives that the order looked to accomplish?
That's a great question. I would say that the city has a limited set of tools in its toolkit to take actions right now. And what was encouraging is that the county is working to recognize and address, the county council took action to recognize and address the fentanyl crisis in their way. They're calling on executives to do to take a similar, to issue an, a similar executive order. And so we need the county to be a partner in this, especially because the county is the seat of public health for Whatcom County. And so the health agents, the Whatcom County Health Department is just a key ally in this work. And so having them take similar actions and recognition is important. And this is beyond just even Whatcom County. Of course, you know, the opioid crisis and in particular the impacts of fentanyl in our community are having devastating impacts on our local tribes. It's across the state and it's across the nation. So we need the state and our federal partners to be part of this work as well.
So when you say, would the challenge be that you don't have enough resources, or what specifically is would the county be able to bring that maybe you're lacking a little bit here?
I think the county is going to be an important partner when we look at what is a post-overdose response look like. Are we able to create a new protocol for how we support people after they experience an overdose from fentanyl? Are we able to offer, so one area of conversation is about medicated alternative treatment and offering some alternatives so that individuals that are addicted to fentanyl are not relying on, you know, the dangerous and uncertain nature of what is available on the streets that we know that has deadly consequences. And so can we get them on medicated, prescribed alternatives? And so the county will be an important partner in evaluating if we change our overdose response protocols. We are in conversation with some local tribes about bringing up some mobile medical units to do kind of to prescribe and deliver Suboxone and or methadone to support people with safer alternatives who are addicted. And you know, the ultimate goal of all of that work is to give people a chance to for recovery. And so the health department will be a key in that.
Absolutely. And kind of while we're on the topic, Whatcom County recently saw its first death from xylazine or Trank. Is that the topic of any conversations you're having, and how seriously is that being taken?
Well, I think it's very serious. We've been looking at that for almost a year now and checking to see if any of our overdose deaths were connected to Trank. And obviously, it's an area of concern. Trank is often mixed with fentanyl, and it is not an opioid. It's a sedative. And so Narcan has been an incredible life-saving tool connected to the fentanyl crisis, but it is not effective on the Trank because it doesn't work in the same way. And so we're deeply concerned if we see more Trank in our community, what that will mean for individuals that are experiencing substance use disorder. It's very concerning.